The first prerequisite for a successful prayer life is love. It's the agape love, the God kind of love. You have got to have love for a successful prayer life. Now, we know that the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart, so you have that love, but you've got to draw on that love. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you," right? It doesn't say curse back. It says, "Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you." Now, that's an action. Do good. It means do something good to them that hate you. So instead of just being neutral, it's calling you to do good. Do something good for somebody that hates you. "And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Despitefully use you. In other words, they intentionally know what they're doing and they're being mean on purpose. And they're persecuting you. "Or to love them, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven." Now, we're going to talk about prayer, and I'm going to go into something else. If you love those who love you, what reward have you? "Do not even the tax gatherers do the same?" Now, I know we've read that, but this is a good thing to say right before we're going to go in and pray about this. "Therefore, you are to be perfect, complete, mature, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." It goes, talks about prayer. And let's go Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. "And when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by them. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full." That's bad. Right there. Because it means if you're praying to be noticed by people, you just got your reward in full. And it's not in heaven. You don't want that. Which means we need to keep our heart right. Now, this does not mean that all prayer has to be in private, in a closed-in room. Because we know in Matthew, the prayer of agreement, you've got to be praying with somebody. Mm-hmm. We know in the book of Acts, it talks about prayer and that they came together in one accord, and that's when the power was released, was when they were in one accord, corporate prayer. But this is what this is talking about is not so much who you're around, but the condition of your heart. And it says to go into the inner room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Meaning, our prayer time should not just be what we do when we come together corporately, but we should be praying by ourselves with God. Now, I'm going to go into something else. Verse 16, "And when you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance in order to be seen fasting by men." Get this. "Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not be seen fasting by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you." And then it talks about where we're to lay up treasure, and lay up treasure in heaven, not on earth. What I want you to see in that fasting thing is that when you fast, you are not to tell people. You are not to walk around telling people you're fasting or how many days you fasted, because right there you've just lost your reward. Boom! Gone. You might as well forget it. Forget doing whatever you were doing because you just advertised it in front of men. Your reward's gone. That is not how you're to fast. There's not a lot of explaining about fasting done in the New Testament. There's not very much. It seems that probably God was leaving it up to us and the Holy Ghost. It's to be something just between us and Him, and He's to lead you. For some people, they need to be careful that you don't get so extreme in that, that you affect yourself in the natural. You see what I'm saying? Make sure it's God-led, because otherwise, you know, you deprive the body, and then the body will grab everything and turn it into fat. Are we still talking about prayer? Yes, we're still talking about prayer. But if you go on a long not eating binge of 3 or 4 weeks, you're teaching your body something. You're teaching your body, I'm going to deprive you. Now, when I let the food in, your body's going to grab everything. And then you end up with a weight problem. So you need to be very careful that what you do, you're led by God in how you do it. We want to be just careful with that. This is not to be done before men. This is not to be something that we advertise of, I'm on my 60th day of a fast. That's not the direction we're to go. It's not pleasing to God. There's no reward in that. Not that we're only doing it for the reward, because usually it's for service to God. But be very, very careful. The scripture is very clear about how you're to do it. When you do it, nobody's to know. When you fast, nobody's to know. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying that it's God. I'm telling you, be careful how you do it. Make sure you're led by God. There are different ways. It's not all just fasting food. You can fast TV. You can fast sweets, chocolate, ice cream, whatever. The goal of fasting does not change God. Fasting gets you to put the flesh under submission, under your spirit, and makes you more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Fasting alone has no value. It's fasting and prayer. So don't bother fasting unless you're going to pray. If you fast, pray with it. The goal of fasting is to put the flesh under, the desires of the flesh under, submitted to the Spirit, so that the spirit man is stronger, and you keep that, you practice the exercise of the self-control there, and you pray. Again, it doesn't change God, it changes your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Have you ever like eaten too much at a meal, and you like Thanksgiving, and just feel like a blob? It's not really the time to have a big prayer session, is it? You know? So the same kind of goes on a daily basis. Don't overeat where then you start to kind of just numb out to things of the Spirit. Just stay in what's right for you. God led Brother Hagin in such a way that he said, I'm not calling you to go. He used to fast 2 days a week, all day long. And then the Lord started showing him, I'm not calling you to that. I'd rather that you lived a fasted life. And God showed him, I'd rather that you never ate all that you wanted to. But you exercise that self-control at all times instead of, I'm just going to fast on this day or on that day. Now, I'm not saying that's how God's, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just giving you one example. And I think that we can see the heart in it is more keeping a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit instead of the third bowl of ice cream. Okay. You know, maybe you only have one. And you're not so full that if the phone rings and somebody needs help or needs prayer, you're like, uh-oh, now what do I do? Because has that ever happened? You bet it has, hasn't it? I bet it has. Suddenly somebody has a need. What does the scripture say? Oh, ministers of the gospel, be ready in season and out of season. Be ready in season and out of season. Hello, say goodbye to days of fleshing out. They're over. You get it? They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. Hello. Goodbye. Say goodbye. They're gone. They're gone. What if somebody calls you and needs you? Aren't you a Bible graduate? Didn't you graduate from Bible school? Can you pray for me? Oh, you mean right now? You mean right now? You want me to pray for you right now? Yeah, this X, Y, and Z just happened. Can you pray for me right now? Mm-hmm. And then you don't want to kind of go, I wish I hadn't spent my day. I wish I hadn't just done what I did. Yeah. Not only that, I had a check. And sometimes you don't know why you get that check. You need to so trust the Holy Ghost, Bible school students, that you go with him, even if you don't understand why. Mm-hmm. He tells you, you pass up on those potato chips, you pass up on those potato chips. Why? Somebody might need you. Well, I have to be careful. We get calls at all different times. I've got to be really careful. So does Pastor Brad. Really careful. Even kind of late at night, you think you're done for the day, and the phone rings, and it's major. Am I done? Is it 9 to 5? I don't do a 9 to 5 job. I don't have a desire for a 9 to 5 job. I prefer serving God. You get a call, somebody's having a major fight with their spouse, somebody wants to move out, what are you going to do? Hey man, I was just watching TV and why don't you set up an appointment and come into the office tomorrow? No. Hello, Bible school students. So you graduated from Bible school? You graduated from Bible school? We'll go easy on them. Their first year right there. You've got time. Enjoy it. Soak. Hello. Hello. You. This is why Evan likes to sit in the back. He's not exempt. Oh man, the Holy Ghost can move anywhere. Move anywhere. You mean me? Yes, you. Yeah. Me? Yeah. Me? You. You gonna be ready? You're gonna be ready. You are gonna be ready. You're ready, ready. Right now. Ready. You're living ready. Ready. You're living ready. You're walking ready. You were born to be ready. Yep. You're ordained to be ready.
Hallelujah.
It's you're now. Yeah. Your season's now. Not tomorrow, now. Now, you're now. You're a minister of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
You're a minister of the gospel. You start calling yourself, I am a minister of the gospel. When you get ready in the morning, I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the gospel. I preach the gospel. Everywhere I go, I get people saved. People get saved everywhere. People come to me, they want to know what's different about me. But say it. Speak it. Speak it, because that's the reality. That's who you are. That's who you are. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What nations are you going to go to? Nations. Nation after nation. Praise the Lord. You're a missionary right now. You precious, holy, holy, God-led saint. You are a missionary right here, right now. You are a missionary called by God to be here right now because you've got something to impart to some of the people here. He called you here to impart something.
Hallelujah.
Kehe de behe yoko toda oshno. Kehe de baha goga baba baha yakatada ashna. Koho dehe behe dehe yoko toda oshno. Kehe dehe behe yoko toda oshno. Enehe dehe behe behe yoko toda oshno. Anointing come, anointing come, anointing come, anointing come. Anointing, 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 anointing to preach the gospel. Anointing to preach the gospel. Anointing to set the captives free. Anointing to set the captives free. Anointing to set the captives free. Ha ha ha. 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 You will break the bonds of witchcraft. African nations, African nations, African nations, African nations, African nations. Koba ba 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 ha yoko tola oshno. Kehed yoko tola oshno. Sahadia ba ha yoko tola oshno. Kehedia ba ha yoko tola oshno. Edi kitada ba ha yoko tola oshno. Kehedia, send me. Some of you need to say, send, here am I, Lord, send me. Some of you are hooked up, and some of you need to say, here am I, Lord, send me. You know, he won't do anything that's against your will. He won't make you do anything that you don't want to do. No, he's looking for willing. Ha, 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 ha. Willing, 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 willing vessels. Willing vessels. Go, go, go. Go into the streets and tell them about Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. The field is white. The harvest is ripe. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Ganan baba baha yoko toda oshno. So what does loving your enemies have to do with this? Ha, huh? Because you'll be like me. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. You'll walk like me. Ha ha ha. You'll talk like me. You'll act like me. And when you are like me, you'll do the works like me. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Saith the Lord. Ha ha ha. Walk like me. Walk like me. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. And the works that I do, greater works than these shall you do. Greater works. Ha ha ha. In number. That's greater in number. More in multitude. We won't do anything greater than what Jesus did in signs and wonders, but we will do greater in number. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Say, hey, so. So from this point forward, you start speaking about yourself the way God speaks about you. Kehed yoko toda oshno. You start saying what he says about you. You get yourself ready. You get yourself ready now. You're not going to get yourself ready in May. No, because in May you'll be making plans. You get yourself ready now. You start speaking who you are now, calling yourself the way he calls you now. Akatari behe yoko toda oshno. Kehedia baba baha yoko toda oshno. Kehed yoko toda yikatada baha yoko toda oshno. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Ha ha. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Go to yabaha yoko toda oshno. Kehed yoko toda oshno. Shodia behe. Kohod yababa baha yoko toda. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Let me do it through you. Let me do it through you. Ha, ha, ha. Kehei Yoko told, just allow me to do it through you. Allow me to do it through you, and I will use you and increase, increase, increase. Kahariya baha yoko toda oshno. You think it's hard. Ho, ho, ho. 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 Ask him for help. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Oshno. Sodia baba baha. Yokotoda oshno. Kehe, dihe, behe, yokotoda osha. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ede baha yakatada ashna. Kehade Yokotoda Oshno. Kehadia Baba Bahai. Thank you, Father God, that you are the great equipper, that you equip us, Father God, for doing your work. I thank you, God, that you equip us. Thank you now that you're equipping us. You're making us ready. You're making us able to stand, Father God. Able to stand. Able to represent you. Father God, I thank you've called us and you've equipped us, Father. I thank you that you've got a calling for us to do your work on this earth. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for the salvations. Thank you for the salvations in advance. Abba Baha Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Yokotoda Oshno. Sanihe Katada Baha Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Yakatada Baha Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Baha Yakatada Ashna. Hehe. Koho Yigba Baha Yokotoda Ocean. Ebehe Yokotoda Ocean. Missions trips. Missions trips. Missions trips. Behe Yokotoda Ocean. Kate Yibehe Yokotoda Ocean. How many languages do you speak? Kehehehe. Koho Yibaha Yakatada Ashna. Koumba Baha Yakatada Ashna. Kehe Yakatada Behe Yokotoda Ocean. Kehe Yada de Behe Yokotoda Ocean. Kehade Yokotoda Edi Behe Yokotoda Oshno. Edi Yakatada Baha Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Koba Baha Yakatada Ash. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. You first year students, just sit there and soak it up. Sit there and soak it up. Soak it up, soak it up, soak it up. Just soak it up and just receive. Sehade Yokotoda Oshno. Kehade Yokotoda Oshno. Hey, Yoko, and if you're thinking, your first year student, you're thinking, I'm not ready yet, it's okay. You're not necessarily called to be ready yet. But the second year students are called. God told me this had to be a 2-year school because he said after 1 year they wouldn't be ready yet. 1 year wasn't enough. 2 years. It was 2 years. That's his plan. That's his plan. So if you're first year, just soak it up. Just soak it up. Just receive. Just receive. But you second year students, you speak. 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 You get yourself in alignment with what God's told you to do. I just recently went through and I read my prayer journal for the last year. Oh, it was good. It was so good because you can look through and you can see things he's spoken to you. And you can start to see the things he said over and over. You can start seeing he said things several times. If you have not started a prayer journal, I would like all of you to start a prayer journal for the rest of this year. What do I mean by a prayer journal? I have one book that I keep that I only write things that God says to me in. I date it. If I'm praying with somebody else, I write who I'm praying with. It's either something I specifically pray out and speak out, or something God speaks to me, speaks to my heart, or a vision he shows me, a picture he shows me. I write them down, and I keep it in one book, in one place. When I go to pray, I keep that with me because it's a source of life, because you can begin to see a pattern. Because sometimes you think, gee, was that God? I'm not sure. Usually, right during the prayer time, you know it's God. But, you know, a couple weeks later, sometimes, unfortunately, it fades a little bit. But when I go back and I reread what he said to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember where I was. I remember what I was doing. I remember what I was praying about. And so vividly, I can see that picture again. It's like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It just brings it back to life. It brings that freshness from God back. So it's important for you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. And because you're going to start building for your future. What is he calling you to do? What's he putting in your heart? Some of you may know, some of you may not be sure, but as you write it down, you're going to begin writing out the things that he's got for you. He's going to be unfolding the plans for you. And there's a couple scriptures I want you to put at the top of your prayer journal. Jeremiah 29:11. And I want you to read these when you start. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. That's New American Standard, okay? Whatever version you read in, write it down in the one that you're familiar with, you're comfortable with. Write that down. And then there's another one where he will show you things to come. Those two, write those two in the top of your book. Now here's the deal. If you do it, why don't you start believing him for that now? Hook your faith up on that now. But we want God's plans, and we want the people involved that are called to be involved in God's plans. So hook your faith up in that now. He shows you things to come. Start activating that now. Thank you, God, that you show me things to come. You've got good plans for me. They're your plans. Now you're going to reveal your plans to me. They're his plans. Now we've got to get him to reveal them to you so that you know what they are. They're in you. They're in your spirit. And you're going to pray them out. You're going to pray out the mysteries. Now, we did some of that last year in one of the classes in the prayer lab when we were praying for different individuals. We were praying out some of those things, some of the plans and the purposes. But now you know what to do. You know how to do that, you second-year students. And you start applying that in your daily life. You start doing that for yourself. Praise you, God. How do you do it? You read the word. You build yourself up on things like he'll show you things to come. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Well, okay, great. We're glad he knows them. Hello. We're the ones here on the earth that need to walk them out. So now we need to see and to know. We need to see and to know. I thank you, Father God, that I see and I know what you've got for me. I see and I know. I see and I know. And I'm activating my faith on that now so that when the time comes, I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. I'm doing the God-led thing. There's lots of good things. There are so many good things, but we're doing the it thing. We want the exact thing. We want the exact perfect, highest and best perfect will of God. We need to know that we know that we know exactly his highest and best perfect will. Perfect will. We want the perfect will. There's lots of permissive will, right, in that wide, wide road. We want the perfect, perfect. Perfect, because that's where the rewards are from him when we get to heaven. And that's where the heart satisfaction is here on earth. I mean, heart satisfaction. When you know that you know that you know you're exactly doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's such a fit, such satisfaction. Because he created you for a purpose to do some specific things. And you will know what they are. You will know them. You will know them. You will know them. Here's another one. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard the plans that he has laid up for you. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. We want to know the things that are freely given to us by God. And it says, eye has not seen and ear has not heard all that God has prepared for those that love him. But now our eyes need to see and our ears need to hear. So we're going to ask him for that. God, now reveal to me the things you have prepared for me. Reveal to me those things. That's another good one for that prayer journal, okay? Because you're talking about looking forward to the future. Now, reveal them to me. Make them known to me so that I can obey you, so that I can walk them out. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We know the plans he has for us. We know. We will continue to know. We will continue to grow in the knowledge of that which he has for us. And we will walk it out. You can walk it out. You will walk it out. You'll walk it out. Some of you can apply this for business. Show me the plans you have prepared for me. What's the plan, God? Show me the plan. Reveal the plan to me. See, sometimes there's a call to do something, but now then you need to know how to walk it out. Oh, it's so much easier when you do it in the spirit than trying to do it in the flesh. You know, things happen in the spirit first and then the flesh. Walk it out in the spirit first, then in the flesh. then it's easier. Walk it out in the Spirit. Pray it out in the Spirit. Pray it out in the Spirit. Get the knowing in the Spirit. Call in Jobs into yourself. Call them in. Speak them into being. Call them to yourself. Just like you can say, money cometh. Money cometh. Jobs cometh. Call them in. It comes in. Work comes in. Work comes in. Work comes in. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Speak it out. Speak it out. We're not to think prayers. Okay? We're not to think prayers. We're to speak. He gave you a mouth. God said, light be, and light was. Speak. 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 That time driving, don't worry. No anxiety, no worrying. No, it's not effective. That's not effective. Worrying is not effective. Cast all your care on him because he cares for you. Then speak. This is the way it'll be. He gave you authority on this earth. Now you speak. Why? You know, ha ha ha. Kodi dedebe do ga da baha yokoto oshno kehe yokoto oshno. You need to get a revelation of this right now because you give money to preaching the gospel. And so you don't want the enemy stopping a flow of money to you. You need to understand that what just seems to be a natural thing is not just a natural thing, but there's a supernatural thing that goes on in your finances. When you're givers, we don't want the devil to put a cork in that. No, I bind right now in the name of Jesus every power, principality, and rulers of darkness and your strategy and operation against every one of our finances. You will not work against our finances in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I am a giver, I am a tither, and I will continue to give and tithe. Devil, I command you to take your hands off of my finances in Jesus' name. And then you get specific over specific amounts. Devil, I command you to release X amount to me in Jesus' name. And I commission ministering spirits to go out and bring that in. Do not get tired of doing that. That is you exercising your authority on this earth. God gave you authority. That's how you're to do it. And then you quote the word. He said he would meet all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You stand and you take your place. You're a giver, and that money's got to go to the gospel, and we don't want the enemy stopping that money from going to the gospel. Do you understand that, you givers? Do you understand that it's a battle? Do you understand that you've got to stand your ground in that area? Why? Because you are preaching the gospel through your finances. Your finances go to printing tracts. Your finances went to getting 20 kids saved out there. Your finances may go towards whatever you guys did at the gallery. What? Preaching the light, preaching the truth. Stand. Why? Because there's a God, little g, in this world, and you need to exercise your authority over the devil. Little g. Jesus already overpowered him, but now you've got to exercise the authority in finances. Money doesn't float down. They don't make it in heaven from trees and print it green American dollar bills. And they float down here. That's not where it is. It's on this earth. You bind the devil. You stop him from taking your money in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Years ago, I started speaking this. When we sold our house, I just stood my ground that on the scripture that says whoever leaves houses, farms, wife, whatever for my name's sake will receive 100-fold in this life and in the one to come. Yeah. Now, I stood on that. But I didn't get tired of standing on that because I knew I needed to keep standing on that, okay, because of the California real estate market. So you stand on that. I kept saying it and saying it. It took a few years, but there was a fulfillment of that. I don't think I've even seen the completion of 100-fold of what that was. I haven't quite seen 100-fold. So I reminded God just recently, I haven't quite seen 100-fold. I've seen a really great return, but thank you for the 100-fold. But speaking the word, speaking the word, speaking over that. I didn't just let that go. I was speaking the word. Thank you, God, for the word. Then I started saying this, my money makes money for me. This may just be seeds for some of you guys, okay? Seeds. My money makes for me. You know why? Because I wanted to preach the gospel, but I wanted to be free to maybe sometimes do some other things. So I just started speaking, my money makes money for me. Mm-hmm. My money makes money for me. My money makes money for me. They katata baha yokotoda osho. Therefore, I am free to preach the gospel. All my needs are met because my money's making money for me while I'm preaching the gospel. So I preach the gospel. And so I keep speaking. My money makes money for me. And we keep praying. God, show us how to be wise stewards. Show us how to invest so that we're investing with wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Step upon step, line upon line. It didn't all happen overnight. Okay, but sowing and speaking, sowing and speaking. I keep saying that because I want to be free to preach the gospel. My money makes money for me. That may not be your confession, but whatever you want. I get bonuses. I have bonuses. Every time there's an opportunity for a raise, I get the raise, whatever it is. You find what sits in your heart and you speak that out and you keep speaking it out because we're free to preach the gospel. You want to be free to preach the gospel. We want to be free to preach the gospel, but we want our bills to be paid. Well, I'm telling you this because it works, because I've applied it. I've done it. I know it works. I know the word is true, and I know you can use your mouth, and I know you can confess, and I know you can believe God, and I know he can get you from wherever you are to wherever you want to go in him. Right? You're going to do it for his glory. Do it for his glory. Do it for his glory. Praise the Lord. He doesn't want you to have nothing. He doesn't want you to struggle. He doesn't want you to barely be making it. He wants that cup overflowing because the only way that you can have somebody is to have it yourself, to give it, whether it's knowledge or finances, provision, you've got to have it to give it. Amen.